Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's the Monday Show. So how's everyone today? We're off to a rousing Monday, right? No. Is your Monday okay? Are you having fun so far? Do you set your intentions for the day? I've been doing that lately. Really focusing on setting my intentions for the day. Just what I'm going to do today. What I want to accomplish today. But not necessarily in activities, but more about emotions, right? Yeah, that my intention is to inspire other people. My intention is to stay happy. My intention is to have some fun. Those are the kind of intentions I'm talking about. So we're going to talk about the journey today instead of the end result. You know, the old thing about enjoy the journey and not necessarily the end result. There was I've got some articles we can cover on that whole subject, and I'm going to do that. But I wanted to make this one point, and I'll take calls. And if we want to talk to dead people, we can do that. We can have some fun doing that or look at your past lives. But it's all about what the spirit guides or dead people have to say about, well, the future, but how do you get there? Because it's about enjoying right now, today, this minute, being mindful of the moment. You know, it's like you plan a vacation and you get there and you go, ugh, wouldn't it be better just to kind of enjoy the trip, enjoy getting there? Instead of just worrying about what it's going to be like when you get there and expectations. Okay, that's the analogy, and I got a little quote somewhere in the articles I was reading this morning. Talked a little bit about this idea that we spend 10% of our time focusing on the now, right? We spent 40% of our time thinking about the past, and 50% of our time spent thinking about the future. Everything's right now. Everything happens right now. So it's like bringing your focus back into right now. And worry is about the future, right? Oh, it's going to happen. Oh, these horrible things are going to happen. So we'll talk more about the journey. And that's what spirit and dead people, dead guys will talk to you about is, okay, let's stay focused on the moment. So I have some articles on that. Because sometimes you can get in one of the articles of staying out of a funk. Well, sometimes we get into a funk because we think about the future, like later today or, oh, things I got to do and all that stuff instead of enjoying the moment, having fun right now, dancing on the sidewalk, right? Dancing on the sidewalk. I know we're busy and I know people are really, really busy. But whatever you're doing, as my mother used to say, and I preach this all the time, whatever you're doing, have fun doing it. Make it play. Whatever you're doing. So that's living in the now. Whatever you're doing, make it play. And some people go, I can't do that. It's my job. Well, make your job fun. Find a way to make your job fun. So I'll take a call and then we'll get more into being in the journey and not the destination. And mindfulness is about being in the journey. Stopping and smelling the roses, right? Not getting off into, oh, look, looks way ahead of me. Oh, what's going to happen? Okay, instead of saying, wow, I'm going to make the best of right now. Instead of that, yeah, because we do that. Okay, let me take a call and we'll talk more about that. And I think that's a really important topic. It's taken me a long time to get to this place to recognize the need to do that. And most of my life was about the destination. Okay, when are we going vacation? Even when you're on vacation, where are we going to go to dinner? What are we going to have for dinner? Like something's 4 hours away. What are we going to do then? Versus, wait a minute. I'm in this beautiful spot. Why don't I just appreciate this and let dinner take care of itself, right? Okay, let me take a call.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Good. Good, thank you.
Your energy feels a little off. What's wrong? What's going on?
I just have a question that's been playing on my mind. If you can, there's a gentleman I'm been seeing for the past couple of months, and I haven't heard from him for the past over a few weeks. And
What's his first initial? Let me give me that.
C. But
C. Okay.
We recently spoke, and he said he's just been busy focusing on his job. And, he's like, and plus
men,
he said
men love to use that one. That's a great one. Men love to use that one. Oh, I'm busy with my working. I've just been so busy with my job and, thought of my career. Okay. I'm not trying to put you down. That's just what I hear a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
I think all men have used that one. So.
Yeah. But he said he's changed his phone number. His problem with his internet, gave me his new phone number. Said there was nothing about me, so I'm just wondering if you see things getting back on track with him.
Okay, well, here's how I do it. A little different than I'm not going to say yes or no. I'm going to try to peer into your future a little bit, even though I'm talking about living in the now. But you want to know, in the near future, do I see him in your life, the C person? So I'm going to put a big C out there. And where I'm going to see if I can see a C, right? That's the expression?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look out into November sometime, because that's, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt he's busy. And let's see if C is in your life. Okay. Here's how I get it. A picture I'm kind of picking up on you is I see you with somebody, okay? With somebody. Like a man. I mean, spending time with a man. Okay, so you're with somebody. You will have somebody in your life. Okay? So there is a relationship you're building next month. That's what I get. Absolutely. Well, I'm going to use 100%. I wish I could guarantee 100%, right? But that's what I see. So now the question is it the C person? And when I keep putting the letter C out there, I keep getting this big red X going through it. Do you know what I mean? What they mean by a big red X? Like no. Like it's like no. Cross that one out. No, cross that one out. It's somebody else. Okay. You're gonna meet somebody else. That's the picture I get. I mean, I'm being honest with you, and that's what I see, and that's the picture I get, is that you're with somebody in November. I don't know. It's like the 1st or the 15th or just before Thanksgiving, but you'll be with somebody. But I don't get it as him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get. So, yeah, there's love in your life. There will be love in your life. But I don't necessarily getting that love in your life being him. We'll see what happens. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully he pops back in. But I get the words around him evasive, like uncertain and evasive, and that non-committal. Also, what I get about him and his energy is still a seeker. Do you know what I mean by still a seeker?
No.
Okay, well, he's still open to somebody else coming in his life. He's not closed in on you. He's not locked in on you. He's still open to whatever else, other possibilities, as in relationships. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay? I mean, we'll see what happens, but that's what I get. So, just keep your options open, I would say to you. Just keep your options open.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
You're gonna meet somebody, and you're going to get into a relationship, and you're going to have a nice relationship in the future. But don't get isolated, so focused on one person that you miss opportunities.
Oh, no. No, I'm not. But,
okay. So love is in your future, dear. Love is in your future.
Yeah.
There's still that picture of you holding hands with somebody walking. That's nice. It's very sweet.
Oh,
enjoy
that's
it.
Good. Yeah.
Enjoy
Thank
it.
You.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
You will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye now. Yeah, that was a really cool picture. I mean, image I got of, and I'm not trying to make this up because it's not my job to make things up, and I've been doing this a long time. And I've responded to a lot of people, and people get back to me, and yes, I met somebody, But then again, when I give information to somebody about what's going to happen in the future, if you don't believe it, in the law of attraction, we'll say, okay, whatever, okay, it's not going to happen, So you have to kind of accept it and go, yeah, that feels really good. I really want that to happen. So we're moving right along here. Let's see. We're going to some articles, take some other callers, talk more about living in the moment, living on the journey now. Try to decide. I had a whole bunch of stuff open I was going to look at and kind of give some different articles. And I'm thinking, which one is the best one? This is from this. The website is called tinybuddha.com. I love that name, tinybuddha.com. And I've used their material before, so I have to give them credit. So if you want to go to tinybuddha.com and get information from them, they have great articles. And this particular article was from Henry Gentella, J-U-N-T-T-I-L-A. I don't know him, but I like the article. So the article's on feel happy and stress-free, seven simple tips to stay in the now. Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about enjoying the journey, staying in the now, not so focused on the future that may never happen. What is it, about 10%, 5% of the things that we worry about, think about in the future happen? And so we set our whole time worry about the future. He quotes Brendan Francis, who I'm not familiar with, "No yesterdays are ever wasted for those who give themselves to today." That's an interesting quote. Think about that one. Kind of mull that one around for a while. Chew that one for a bit here. "No yesterdays are ever wasted for those who give themselves to today." Now, what would give themselves to today mean? Just kind of be in today. Just kind of be in the moment. Being mindful of the moment, everything around you. You know, when I went hiking with my dog on Sunday, and we were on a trail. It's not far from where I live. It's in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains here in Southern California. Now, you can get into the trail of deciding, I'm going to walk 3 miles or whatever it was to the waterfall, which wasn't waterfalling, or I can just be in the moment right here on the trail where I'm at. The trees, the bushes, the everything that's on the trail, the people that are walking on the trail, being conscious of everything around me versus, oh, I got to hurry and get to the end of it to see if the water is still in the waterfall. So that is the whole idea. Don't waste today by thinking about tomorrow. Okay, let me check back, see if you guys, anybody wants to talk. So I get into this article, and that's what we're talking about today, is living in the moment. So chat room people, are you living in the moment? Are you in the moment? Are you staying in the moment? And I'm going to ask a question for people in the chat room because I want to get you involved. You're there and you can answer and you can comment. Give me one thing that you intend to do today. What's your intention for today? I mean, don't get real specific. You can get kind of general. What is your intention today? Or for the day. Like, my intention today is to inspire people in somehow, some way. My intention is to have some fun and enjoy life, right? That's my intention. My intention is to watch a little bit of baseball. I know that's off the subject, but, my intention is. So what is your intention today? I mean, make it kind of simple, to the point. Or if you don't want to have an intention, what do you appreciate about your life right now? What do you really appreciate about your life right now, today? What is it about your life that you really appreciate? Is it your job? People are bailing out on me. That's all right. That's fine. So what do you appreciate about life right now, today? Not in the future. Sometimes we get into, I want to appreciate, $1 million. Well, that's lovely, but what do you appreciate right now? So I'll give you that one. If you're in the chat room, you can write it for me. And then what I want to do is then get back to the article about staying in the moment. So let's get back to Tiny Buddha. And I love that name of that site, tinybuddha.com. Isn't that kind of cool? They have a cute little picture of a little baby Buddha. I should get a download a free desktop wallpaper. So if you go to, if you go to tinybuddha.com, they have a little free download of the Tiny Buddha desktop wall calendar, and it's really cute. Wallpaper, not wall calendar. That's a big difference, isn't it? Yes. Okay. Can anyone be mindful for a moment or two? But developing your mindfulness muscle means you have to take things to a higher level. That's an interesting thought, huh? In today's world, it's too easy to get distracted from what's truly important. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you see messages designed to get you to perform a specific action and distract you from the fact that you are already whole. Think about that. Advertising, right? Oh, if you need this, you need that. It's like that those drug commercials. You need this drug. Then you start thinking, oh, God, there must be something wrong with me. I must need that drug. Or you need this brand new Audi or Mercedes or BMW, or you need this brand new truck, right? Or you need this or you need that, because you're not sufficient to where you're at right now. Life is not good where you're at right now because you need this stuff. Now, sometimes you do need it. Sometimes your car is just on its last legs and you don't trust it in the morning and you have to go to work and it hardly starts. And the mechanic's going to tell you, well, to keep this old beater running, it's going to cost you $6,000. And you're going, maybe I do need that brand new whatever, right? Maybe I do. But most of the time, they just want you to upgrade to make money. Okay, we'll get off that subject. There are no reminders to be mindful unless we create them. The responsibility is in your hands. Staying in the present moment can dramatically reduce stress. I like that. Reduce stress. Excuse me. Increase your happiness and give you bursts of insight that may change your life. Now, isn't that all that kind of cool, really? Like reduce stress. What's one of the biggest killers in society is stress, heart disease, and all these other things. And they say cancer is related to stress. Just by being mindful, being in the moment, reduce stress, increase your happiness. You know, what's the purpose of being human? Isn't it to be happy? Don't we always want to be happy? No. And some people say, no, I want to be miserable all the time. I just love being miserable. Yeah. Okay, good luck with that, right? How's that working out for you, being miserable all the time? And gives you bursts of insight that may change your life. I love that. Ever since I started becoming aware of my thoughts and staying in the now, my life has improved significantly. I know yours will too. Here are a few down-to-earth tips and how to become more mindful. I'll try to get through these. And you want to call in, that's fine. That's cool. I'd love to hear from you. But I'll go through these and then I'll save this and we'll do this another day. Because this is cool stuff. And being mindful. I've really been into that lately. Being mindful. Being in the moment. You know, turning all my problems over to the universe and saying, I'm going to stay here right now and have some fun. And you bring me solutions and I'm just going to have fun. Right? Okay, so notice your tendencies. That's the number one point. Notice you and I, we both have unique tendencies that distract us from the present moment. Ooh, I'm a worrier, so I tend to think about the future and try to solve problems before they even happen. Anybody else have that one? Do you do that? Do you ever do that? I'm a worrier. Think about that. So I tend to think about the future and try to solve problems before they even happen. Interesting tendencies. That keeps you out of the moment, though, doesn't it? You're kind of thinking about next week sometime and, well, what if, right? Yeah, what if? So what are your tendencies, according to the article? What kind of thoughts tend to rob you from the now? These questions will help you become more mindful about what is going on in your head, which in turn leads to mindfulness. Okay, so then I give you a few examples. Anxiety. Are you anxious? Do you worry? Do you regret? Now, well, that's looking in the past, right? Oh, I regret doing this. I regret doing that. Guilt. Oh, I shouldn't have done. Oh, I feel so bad for doing that. Oh, I shouldn't have never done that. Oh, I feel so bad. I feel so guilty for doing that, right? Fear. What are you afraid of? Fear. Fear is fear. Fear is fear itself, right? And pleasure seeking. That's an interesting one. Let's get into this a little deeper. I wouldn't have put pleasure-seeking in this list, but what do you think? Pleasure-seeking, how does that distract you from the now? Because you're, well, think about it. How does pleasure seeking distract you from being in the moment? Well, here's my thought on it, and see if you agree with me or not, or see if you have something else to comment on this, on pleasure seeking. I've known plenty of people in my life, especially when I was growing up, and who always look forward to the weekends. It was always about the weekends. They couldn't wait till it got to be Friday so they could do something that was fun. Instead of thinking, well, I'm having fun right now, I'm really going to enjoy what I'm doing right now, to maybe it's going to be fun, I'm going to the river, I'm going to the ocean. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. But when you become obsessed with the pleasure of the future, where do I go out with this person tonight? Where do I do this? Where do I do that? Instead of focusing on the now, we're trying to get you back to the now instead of what's going to happen 3 days from now or a week from now or a month from now. That's all good. You can plan for a vacation. You can plan for a trip, but you still got to get back to the now somehow. A great tip is to write down your tendencies and how they tease you out of the now. I like that, tease you out of the now. How they get you focused into the future or the past. The future or the past. If you're in the now, you're not into the future. You're not into the past. You're in the moment. And as he said, when you're in the moment, and it's so true, you can de-stress. You can be happier because you're not worried about stuff or what you did and what I'm going to do and what's going to happen. You know, how many people you know that are so worried? Oh, they hear a warning about an earthquake, possible earthquakes in Southern California or tornadoes or whatever, and they get so fearful about the future that they forget to live in the moment. They get so wrapped up in what might happen. And the news loves to do that to you, doesn't it? The news loves to do that to you. You get so fearful about the future. They're coming to get you today. They're coming to get you today. So practice acceptance is the next point. Once you start becoming mindful of your tendencies, it's crucial that you don't judge yourself. Practice acceptance and embrace who you are. Do you like that? Practice acceptance and embrace who you are. The tendencies you have are there for a reason. They are the signposts pointing to the areas of your life that need attention. If you're a chronic worrier, you need to start noticing wherever you begin drifting into the future. Become mindful, observe your thoughts, and breathe. I like that, to the future, and I do that. I have to admit, I put my hand up. Anybody else want to put their hand up and say, yeah, I drift off into the future all the time, and I lose my focus on the moment, right? Don't you? We all do. So it's like catching yourself, those tendencies. So it's accepting who you are, okay? And we believe our thoughts to be the authority on life, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Our thoughts are just thoughts. I like that. Our thoughts are just thoughts. There was something I was going to get into in this article. Let me check back and see what you folks are doing, if you're with me still. This whole article, this whole day is about living in the moment, staying in the moment, enjoying the journey, not the destination. Now, it's good to know, like in the law of attraction, you can put it out to the universe. This is what I want to get. This is what I want in the future, right? You can put this out there. This is what I want. This is where I want to be in 6 months to a year. But living in the moment is also just preparing yourself to do that, isn't it? Just living in the moment. Being the best person you can be, enjoying what you do. You know, I was thinking about that too, and I'll get back to the article. I'm waiting for your calls if you want to talk to me about any of this, if you want Spirit's thoughts on your future. And when I give you the future, what I see for you, like the lady with the man seeing a man, getting into the now means, okay, that's going to happen. Cool, I can see that. Now I'm going to be the best person I can be today. I'm not going to worry about that anymore. The universe says that I'm going to meet somebody and have love in my life. That's cool. I'm not going to worry about that anymore. I'm just going to focus on me right now. I'm going to be the best person I can be right now. And I'm going to have some fun right now. Because somebody told me that I'm going to get a job or I'm going to meet somebody. And I want to believe that. I really want to believe that from the bottom of my soul. And I'm not just me. I mean, anybody you talk to and you feel that this person has some credibility as a psychic or intuitive or whatever they are, card reader, you know, astrologer, if you feel they have credibility and they give you an answer about your future, then you got the answer. Then let it go. Just focus on you right now. You know what's going to happen. Because that's the law of attraction, too. Because if you accept what somebody tells you about the future, you go, yeah, I know that's going to happen. I'm going to meet that person. That's cool. I'm going to meet them. Cool. Yeah, okay. I'm going to stop worrying about it. I know it's going to happen. I'm just going to make myself a little better person. I'm going to get myself into a good place. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to follow my intuition. I'm going to follow the synchronicities that come into my life to take me and point me in those directions. And boom, it's done. Boom. You don't need somebody to tell you. Good to hear it sometimes, isn't it? It's good to hear, yep, you're going to get a job in the future. Boom, done, right? Done. I have a couple callers. So based on that premise of living in the future or living in the now, let's go into that. Let's make your now better. Yeah, I just thought of this. I just kind of an interesting way. Is that if you get a prediction or somebody peeks into your future, it should make living in the now better because you're freer, right? Do you agree? Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hi. Do you agree with that?
Hi, this is Sherry.
Sherry, do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I do agree with living in the now.
Yeah.
So
what's going on, Sherry?
Nothing. I just actually jumped in on your show just a few minutes ago, and I just find it very interesting. And I know you, are you a reader too? Do you tap into spirit guides?
Well,
of
what I do is I look into your future. Which is kind of seems contradictory to what I'm talking about, but it's not. It's absolutely not contradictory. They show me your future. They show me what your subjects are concerned about, what's going to happen, like a month from now, 6 months from now, and I get words, clairvoyant, clairaudient, if you know that means, and clairsentient, but also claircognizance, which most people aren't familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
okay.
I'd love if you could tap in and ask my guides maybe about
Well, let's make this general.
Business.
Let's don't get too
okay.
specific. So you want to know where your business is going to be. What kind of business is it?
I actually own two businesses.
Okay.
Do you need to know what they are?
Just kind of get an idea, but that's all right. Let's see. Well, let's see where you're at when these two businesses in a few months. That's what you're concerned about, right? After the holiday season, where are you at? Do you feel successful? Do you feel like, oh, man, this has been a bummer? What a bummer year. No, I don't get that. So I'm just giving you kind of a comparison here. So what do I see in your future as your businesses? I keep hearing one's better than the other. One's going to be better than the other. One's going to be better than the other. So one's going to be more successful than the other. They're not on an equal plane, okay? And I don't know which one's which, but one of them is going to kind of fall off the other one, and the other one will, let's say, make up the difference in even more. Make up the difference in even more. Okay.
Okay.
But they're both your babies, aren't they? They're both your babies. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have an attachment. You have an attachment there.
Mhm.
You know, some entrepreneurs.
Yes,
entrepreneurs don't have an attachment. If it makes money, good. If it doesn't make money, you buy. You're out of here, right?
Correct.
It's like the Mark Cuban kind of attitude is, if it's not making me money, I'm going to let it go.
I feel that way about one of my businesses.
Okay. The other one's more your baby then. Okay. So are you going to be successful? And okay, let me put it this way, and this is how I hear it for you, and this is how I see it. At the end of the year, you're going to celebrate looking back at the rest at 2016, going, yeah, it was a really good year, an excellent year. It was a good year. Yeah, and I'm hearing the sense of, I made up some ground towards the end of the year. I made up some ground towards the end of the year, whatever that means to you. I don't know what that means. That's just the words I get. I've made up some ground towards the end of the year, and I can look into 2017, and I hear it as looking towards 2017 on a solid platform for success. That's the exact words, a solid platform for success. Because, so you must be laying out some things for the future, right? some
yes,
work that you, yeah.
Actually, I mean, one of my businesses I've had for 30 years, it does very well. Another business I've had, maybe 7 years. I'd like to see that do more, but when you say the platform, that makes sense on the other business.
Yeah. So that's what it sounds like. You're a solid platform for the future. 2017, you have laid a solid platform. That's what that's the picture I see, the metaphorical or picture I see of it. You're in a good grounded place to be successful. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you'll get there. Well, you got to believe it too. See, now I use the law of attraction here and I go, if people believe that, then you're more inclined to go with it, right?
Right.
If you kind of think that's a bunch of BS, then you just forget about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the power of positive thinking.
Yeah, and it's the intention of making it happen because I know it can. I can. So I'll let you go. But that's kind of how I've been talking about this whole thing, how you connect, how I tie the two together, looking at your future. But how does that apply to the now? The now is I know it's going to happen, so I'm just going to focus on today and not worry about tomorrow.
Right. Perfect.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Be
I
good.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Have some fun.
Bye-bye. Okay,
bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Have some fun. Have some fun, folks. It's all about having fun. So, you see the point I'm making, which is really a cool point, is that if you have a solid feeling about the future, that I know it's going to work out, I put it out there. The universe is going to provide for me. I just have faith and trust that I've put it out there. And I'm going to stay now, focus on the now. And that's really the law of attraction. I've been reading the Abraham material for years. And that's kind of the gist of some of what they say. And a lot of other great teachers will say. And, you know, the Dr. Wayne Dyers and all these other people will say, you got to believe that you're going to have a good future. You put it out there. Then you got to have faith that, yes, it can happen. And how do you have faith it's going to happen? It's just have some fun right now. Enjoy your life now. That's so hard for people, though, right? Because we want to control the future, don't we? Oh, I have to let go of control. I mean, really? Somebody else is going to do it for me? Oh, I got to do it all myself. Oh, I can't let anybody else do it for me. I can't let the universe. I can't let God. I have to do it. I have to do it. You know, no, you don't. How many things can you really control? I mean, you can control what you're doing today and you can carry up for your responsibilities today and you can do, you know, your action plan today, whatever it is. But even then, where do those action plans come from? Where do those points of things that you're going to come from? They come from somewhere in your mind, the thoughts, right? And where do those thoughts come from? Boom, done. Higher self. Boom. God, universe, source. You know, meditate. Focus on the now. Get into mindfulness and allow all that great stuff to come to you. So where are you going to go? What to do? Those synchronicities that pop into your life and you go, aha, I got it. That's what I got to do. You know, if you listen to very successful people, they don't always know where it comes from, but they do it because it sounds like a great idea. They don't know where their ideas come from. They'll do this. I don't know where that came from. But they do it. They do it, right? Because they feel inspired to do it. It sounds like a great idea. It feels good to do this. Something feels good, do it. You know, Deepak Chopra talked about that a lot in some of his writing. He talked about being a medical doctor. He ties in the body a lot to the body and to this whole process. And it's about how does the body feel? How do you feel about something? When you get an idea or given an idea or it comes out of the blue, this is an idea. How does it feel? Does it feel good? Does it feel positive? Does it feel something? I want to jump on this without worrying about it, without worrying about how am I going to do this? See, that's where we get tripped is you get this great feeling and great emotion. I love this idea. I'm going to do this idea. I'm going to do it. And then you go, oh, how can I do it? I don't have the resources. Okay, give me the resources. I'm turning it over to you. Give me the resources. Show me the resources. Show me where to go. Asking the universe, show me where to go. Show me how to get those resources to make it happen. That's a great idea. I love this idea. How many ideas, how many inventions have we come up with that we never follow through? I got a great one. Okay. I have a dog. And I'm, she's not a big dog, but I've seen these little dogs, you know, and I'm going, oh, wouldn't it be nice? And I thought about my cat, too. Wouldn't it be nice to have like a baby carriage that has a screen on it or it's contained, but it's set up for dogs? You can just wheel your dog around. You can jog with your dog. And if you have a small dog that wears out or older dog, you can put it in the carriage like a baby carriage and wheel it around. Or your cat, you can put a screen around it. Boom, animal carrier, animal. It's like an animal carrier, you know, like a baby carriage, but an animal carrier, right? So I thought, what a great idea. But that's as far as it went with me. I didn't go, okay, I like this is a great idea. I should do this. Well, universe, show me how to do it. Show me, give me the resources to do this. I would love to do this. This would be so much fun. I didn't follow through on it. So I go to PetSmart or some other stores, and I see these beautiful carriages for people, and I see people walking down the street with their dog in it. And I'm going, well, I blew that one, didn't I? I had a great idea, but I didn't ask for how I can I do it. I didn't ask for the inspiration and the follow-through to do it. So if you get a great idea, ask the universe, how can I do this? Show me how to do this. I'm willing to do this. Take me to that place where I can do this. Because it really feels good to do this. If it feels good, then ask for help, right? Okay, let me get back to the article, because I'm rambling on and on and on here. Okay, so, I went up number five. I don't want to go. Number three is focus on your breath. Now, this is all the article about reminding you. Seven tips to stay in the now. Staying focused in the moment, right? So, your breath is a powerful and simple way to anchor yourself in the present moment. Whether you're having a hard time staying in the now, take deep breaths. Whenever you're having a hard time, take deep breaths and focus on your breathing. Yeah, focus on your lungs. Take a deep breath. Feel the air coming into your lungs. Exhale, feel the air going out of your lungs. Now, I have a practice where I do that, where I take the breath, the energy to my chakras, and I hold it at the chakras for a few number of seconds, and then I release it for. So that's getting me focused on my breath. And it's a beautiful exercise. And if you want to learn more about it, contact me, because it's really kind of a cool exercise. And it's part of a meditative practice, which I do every day. So it's taking a deep breath and then taking the energy to a chakra and holding it there and then releasing it. So you're really focusing on taking your breath there, focusing on an area of your body, and then letting the air out and just moving through the whole body. So that's what they're talking about. So you can even count your breaths, which is I'm talking about. Sometimes I do this to count to four, or inhale and four on the exhale. Now, another practice you might want to do, which will really slow down the brain waves, really get into much more of a relaxed state, is on the inhale, count to seven. And then the exhale, count to seven. Do that. Do that at least four times. Inhale, count to seven. Exhale, count to seven. And what you're doing is you're slowing down your breath, slowing down the brain waves, so you can get out of the beta, wild, crazy mind and get closer to that alpha mind, that meditative mind. So taking a deep breath in, count to seven, and then exhale out to seven. And all you have to do that is for a minute or two, and you're going to slow down. Your brain's going to slow down. You're going to get into a different state, a different brainwave state. You're going to be more focused. You're going to be more relaxed. And then it's easier to stay in the now because you're not in that beta brain everywhere, monkey mind. Whoa, the world is going crazy around me. So you need to relax. So that's how breath work can really help you. So I would practice that. And it really does help a lot. Okay, so I have a few more minutes left. How fun is this? No more callers. Come on, guys. You got something to ask, don't you? Don't you have spirit? Don't you want dead people to tell you something? Family members, don't you want to hear from a family member today? Come on, call in. Let's talk to a family member or two. A great aunt, an uncle, a grandmother, maybe some famous person. You want to hear from Napoleon? No. Albert Einstein? You want to hear from, you know, some rock star? You want to hear from Jimi Hendrix? Well, let's do it. Okay. So question your thoughts. That's the next point. I don't know if we'll get too much of that, but I want to hear from you folks. Maybe you do want to hear from Jimi Hendrix or Janis Joplin. Or who else? Who else? What other famous person? I don't know. There's got to be lots of people out there that are interesting that may have some insight, especially if somebody is in the industry that you're in. I had a client who is an artist, a friend, a client who's an artist, and she wanted to hear from, and I got Picasso. Was it Picasso? I don't remember. A famous artist. And he basically told her certain things that she needs to do about her art to make her art more effective. Well, isn't that great? And she kind of accepted. She goes, yeah, okay, I can see that. I get it. I understand it. I didn't understand it completely, but I just gave her the words. So if you want to talk to a dead people and you want somebody who's in your industry or can help you in your specific thing that you're doing, let's see if we can tap into that dead person and see if they have some advice for you related to the industry you're in or what you're trying to accomplish, whether it's a musician, whether it's an architect. I may not know the name, but the name may not pop in right away, or unless you know somebody you want to talk to about what you're doing. It's a whole different area of thing. It just came to me about that. So think about that. Okay, think about that. I got about 3 minutes left. I'll take a call. And then we will, I'll hold on to that article and we'll get into it. I won't be here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I'll be back on Wednesday. So let's take a call. See where the future's, oops, oh, call went away. Okay, let's go back to the article then. But so if you want to talk to a famous person, a well-known person who's in your industry that you know has passed and is in the non-physical world, and you want some advice on your industry, maybe you're the computer industry, maybe you want Steve Jobs to give you some advice about your business, right? I don't know, whoever it might be. Somebody's back again. They're back. They're gone. They're gone. They're back. They're gone. They're back. Confusing me. Hello.
Hi, John. Sorry, I got dropped off.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
Good. We only have about a minute, so we got a little over a minute.
No, yeah. Is so there a message from a loved one for me, let's say from my grandmother or anyone?
Your grandmother. What's the first initial of your grandmother, the one you're concerned about?
N for November.
Okay. You know, it's kind of odd for her to say this, but you take everything too seriously. You're taking your life too seriously. You need to loosen up a little bit and not take it so seriously, because you do a great job. You do really, really good work when you're not so hard on yourself. So don't be so hard on yourself, because you do really good work and you're a really good person, but don't be so hard on yourself, because don't push yourself so hard, basically is what she's trying to say. Don't push yourself so hard. You do well, just because when you push yourself so hard, you lose track of where you're going. Okay?
Right, yeah.
So that's kind of the message I'm getting. That's what the message is I'm kind of getting. She said you're taking life too, you're making life harder than it really is. It's not, life is to be celebrated. Life is to be celebrated. It's not a race. It's a stroll in the park. It's not a race. It's a stroll in the park. Okay? That's a weird statement, but I'll give you that. That's kind of an interesting statement. Okay. Be good. Take care.
And thank you, and you.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
I love that statement. That's a cool statement. Think about that for a while. Life is not always the race. Life is not a race from one place to another. Life should be a stroll in the park, which means you enjoy it. You look at the flowers. You watch, you study everything around you. You hang out with the trees. Life is not a race from one end to the other end. It's the stroll. It's the fun that you're doing while you're doing life. So it kind of goes along with what we've been talking about. It's a beautiful statement. Life is not a race. It's a stroll in the park. Remember that one. That's a cool statement. Okay? It's a fun statement. Yeah, it's a fun statement. So I'll be back on Wednesday. We'll get more into this about being happy. Hope you guys are happy. Set some intentions to be happy today. Happier. I love you guys. We will talk soon. Bye.